VOA News. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali on Thursday, causing panic after Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300 people. People at Bali's Ngurah Rai International Airport were seen shouting and running down escalators, streaming out the exits and across the main hall. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9 million to provide emergency aid to the 80,000 survivors of the two devastating earthquakes that have flattened large swaths of Indonesia's picturesque tourist islands. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Red Cross headquarters in Geneva.
Red Cross teams are still assessing the extent of the damage caused by the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Indonesia's Lombok Island on Sunday. Red Cross Federation spokesman Matthew Cochran says some of the more remote areas of the island are cut off and have not yet been visited.
One of the interesting things coming in from our teams is the psychological toll of the earthquake. Teams speak of coming across ghost towns of villages that have been essentially abandoned. People have left their homes. They're fearful of living, of staying inside, or perhaps fearful of another major earthquake and a possible tsunami.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 347 people died in the quakes. Landslides caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 19 people in southern India, cutting off road links and submerging several villages. The state disaster management agency in Kerala said 11 deaths have been reported since Wednesday from Idukki district alone. At least 58 people were killed by flooding and house collapses in northern Uttar Pradesh state 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Airstrikes blamed on a Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a busy market and a bus on Thursday in the country's north, killing at least 20 people, including children. Yemeni tribal leaders said as many as 35 people were wounded in the attack, which took place in the Dayan district in Sa'ada province, a stronghold of the Houthi rebels. Russia said Thursday it plans to retaliate against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the U.S. sanctions are illegal. She said Russia had nothing to do with the incident in March involving Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were sickened by Novichok, a Soviet-era nerve agent. Both survived but spent weeks in a hospital. Zakharova said the U.S. was knowingly presenting demands that are unacceptable to us. We are being threatened.